1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
We want to talk to members of, actually the president of the Friends of Frank Sinatra, an informal Frank Sinatra fan club. How many of you guys go to karaoke? I know that my dear friend and engineer, Craig Taylor, sometimes goes to karaoke. When I say dear friend, that's basically what he calls me every time he calls me about 2 o'clock in the morning and says, have you got $500? But here's what I wanted to say. Friends of Frank Sinatra is an informal fan club. And Vernon Dozier's with us. He is with this fan club concerning, and we only got a sketchy report of an assault at a karaoke bar in Glendale this past Saturday night that my understanding is you were a part of, sir?
I'd like to, first of all, good evening, Phil.
Good evening to you, sir.
I'd like to tell the story because I was there, your listeners were not there, and with all respect to you, Mr. Hendry, you were not there.
Go ahead.
First of all, Friends of Frank Sinatra is an informal fan club devoted to preserving the real meaning and emotion behind Frank Sinatra's songs. I got Mr. Sinatra's autograph at the Desert Inn in 1985. I have seen his lovely wife, Barbara, shops at the Vaughn's in Palm Springs, and I respect him and his memory. First of all, I was at the karaoke bar in Glendale called the Top Hat. I had asked them not to play My Way or New York, New York, as it was increasingly painful for members of our fan club to listen to construction workers and bachelorette party members and salespeople and whoever attempt to sing these songs and simply sing them badly. Sing them so badly that, in my opinion, and I said this to the manager, and I do not regret my words at all, when I said that you might as well be peeing on the open coffin of Frank Sinatra.
Are you complaining about how badly people were singing My Way at the karaoke bar?
I'm complaining about how badly people sing My Way at any karaoke bar. That song is identified with Frank Sinatra more than any song is identified with any artist. And the reason why is because Frank Sinatra indeed did it his way. If you look at the story of that man's life, if you look at how he lived his life, he did it his way. But the people that are singing that song, how do I know they did it their way? How do I know that they didn't just do it their boss's way? You see, do you understand what I'm saying?
Are you questioning, in other words, anybody that sings My Way at a karaoke bar, they didn't really do it their way, wherever they are?
Wherever they are in their life, that is right.
So there's a disingenuous nature to the way people at karaoke bars sing My Way.
Well, again, that song was written for Frank Sinatra. He did it his way. I don't think anybody will doubt that he did it his way. But you're telling me that some guy in a suit or some construction worker or some women's stag party member or whoever else goes into a karaoke bar and they get up and they start singing My Way, like, yeah, you did it your way? That is a patent lie. That is.
But you don't know for sure whether that's the case. They may be singing the song from the heart.
I don't care. My Way is Frank Sinatra's songs. It's about his struggles, his success, his failure. No one had to work as hard as Frank Sinatra. So what I did was I asked the management of the club to take this classic off the playlist.
And all right, now who is William Byerdale? Is this the man you were alleged to have assaulted?
I did not know his name until today. I sat down. I went to the men's room, and I had heard somebody singing My Way, and I was so beside myself. I went to the men's room, and I came out, and here was this older gentleman, and he got up, and by Jesus, if I didn't hear the intro to My Way. And he started with the now famous lines, and now the end is near, and so I face the final, and he didn't even get the word curtain out. And I had in a gym bag at my feet a 34,000 air taser, and I reached over and I tased him. And
that's when you tased this man?
That is correct, yes.
And my understanding is, according to police, you tased him in the genitals or down... And hold on for a minute, I've got the man's name here, Mr. William... Byergrove, is that right?
That is what the police told me.
You tased his genitals?
I reached over and hit whatever part of his body was closest to the front table. I had been sitting up close.
You came in with a gym bag and with a taser in it?
Yes, sir, I did.
Did you go into that club with the intention of tasing someone who was going to sing My Way?
I don't know how to answer that. All I know is that I was I was right at the very end of listening to drunks, whores, sluts, scum, every kind of human being take my way, and the other song that they start to sing, and I feel I can feel myself getting angry as New York, New York. This lesbian letter carrier, who was visiting from Denver, got up and started singing New York, New York. And at one point I said, what do you know about it? I just...
All right, let me give our phone number out here, Mr. Dozier. 1-800-449-8686. You assaulted an elderly man who sang My Way with a 3400 air taser. Let me just, because the police report says that this thing... If I'm not mistaken, this was a, I don't know, some kind of a professionally made...
No, let me interrupt you, because it was a 3400 air taser stun gun. It had a power pack. It's a high-tech four-star. This is not any pussy model, okay?
And all right, but you had this thing, and you tased this old guy who was singing My Way. Why? This is an older gentleman. Maybe he did do it his way. Maybe of all the people that could stand up and sing My Way, maybe some old guy who'd been through it... Okay?
How do I know he did it his way? So you're telling me he did it his way. I did it my way. I worked. I got married. I raised a son. I was there for my son all the way through his indictment for murder. I did it my way. But how do I know he did it his way? You see what I mean? So the only...
So in other words, anybody that sings My Way had better have done it their way, or you're going to tase him? Because you're in a lot of trouble.
I have an attorney. I understand that.
You're in a lot of trouble, pal. You went into a bar with a taser, and you tased some guy... who was singing My Way.
I understand that, but I am going to enter a plea of not guilty.
You're
going to
enter a plea of not guilty?
That is correct.
Why?
Because I was pushed into this by the management of this karaoke bar and by this old guy standing in front of me with his golf shoes and his daiquiri and all of his friends from the golf club. And
so your defense is?
My defense is not guilty because they knew that I didn't want anybody singing My Way. I told them I didn't want to hear it. I told them that the only people who should sing My Way are people that did it their way and not did it the way that their boss told them to do it. And
how have you done it in your life, Vernon?
I believe I've done it my way.
Have you had bosses? Have you had to do what your bosses told you to do? You see what I'm saying? In other words, it's really easy to say nobody else gets to sing My Way except for Frank and me.
Have you done it your way?
Have I done what?
Have you done it your way? Could you sing My Way?
Could I get up and honestly sing I did it my way? Probably not. No, I probably didn't do it my way. But what point does that... The fact of the matter is, if I was singing My Way, and you reach over and tase my genitals with a 3400 air taser, you still don't have the right to do that.
I had told this karaoke bar I didn't want to hear that song.
It doesn't matter. It's somebody else's business. It's someone else's business. It's somebody else's place of business. They can play this song if they want to.
No. No, they can't.
Why can't they?
Because as friends of Frank Sinatra...
Look, just because you're in a fan club, man, doesn't mean...
There are other songs, Mr. Henry, that people can butcher beyond all recognition. You go into any bar and you hear them singing The Rose, Wind Beneath My Wings, Raindrops Keep Falling on My GD Head. Now, let them butcher those songs beyond all recognition. But when I hear people start in with a now, the end is near... You know,
You're a guy carrying a taser around in a gym bag, going into bars and tasing people that sing My Way. You got some serious problems there, pal. 1-800-44, and he's entering a plea of not guilty, saying that the court should let him enter that plea because the karaoke bar didn't heed his request to take My Way off of their karaoke playlist. 1-800-449-8686. You know, the song My Way, if you know it, it's about a guy who is reflecting on his life and he sings about how he did it his way and he didn't kowtow to anybody. What this man is saying is no one should sing that song if they didn't do it their way, if they do it somebody else's way. You don't get to sing the song. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
But I just did it with my right hand.
You reached over with a taser and you tased this guy.
I did. I'm not proud of that. I know he was an elderly gentleman, but I had said, if I hear "My Way" sung one more time by some drunk in a karaoke bar who doesn't know anything about Frank Sinatra's music, doesn't know anything about doing it their way, doesn't know anything about the trials and tribulations that Mr. Sinatra has gone through, and then they stand up like a drunk at a wedding reception and sing this song again, I may do something that I cannot be held responsible for. And
so you reach over with a taser that you pull out of a gym bag at your feet in a bar, and you tase this elderly gentleman on the genitals, as you say it.
I reached over and tased him.
And you think that you're not responsible for this. So you're going to enter a plea of not guilty, right?
That is correct, because of the rage. They knew that I'd be angry if they played that song one more time, so why did they play it?
Maybe it's because it's their right to play it.
But if they knew that I was going to be angry, why did they play it?
What are you, threatening people, man? You're bringing a taser gun into a karaoke bar? I mean, you can't let people do that. Like if somebody, I don't know what business you're in, but if someone threatened you and told you...
I'm in the construction business.
All right, you're in the construction business. So if somebody threatened you and told you that you better start building houses a certain way, or they're going to bring a taser gun onto the site... Okay.
I'm not having anybody move into my house right away. I build a house, and you can move in if you want to or not, as the case may be.
Or you can go into that karaoke bar if you want to, or the case may be. But you're tasing people.
You have to understand, Mr. Hendry, the love that we have for Frank Sinatra and the love that we have for his music. These karaoke bars should be held liable for the destruction of the spirit of Mr. Sinatra playing this crap and letting some juice hound stand up there and go, "And now the end is near." I know that song. I know the lyrics to that song. I know them by heart. Frank Sinatra did it his way, not some souse hound who sells insurance and then comes in for a couple of pops before he goes home to his fat wife.
Okay, hold the line here for a minute. 1-800-449-8686 is our number here with Vernon Dozier, the president of Friends of Frank Sinatra, who went into a karaoke bar where he heard some old guy singing "My Way" and decided to tase the guy because he doesn't like karaoke bars playing that song. Fred, on the Phil Hendry Show, go ahead. You're a karaoke disc jockey?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, sir.
I just find it pathetic that someone would actually do that. I mean, the ultimate form of flattery is the imitation of other songs.
Not a song like My Way.
Vernon, and, you know, as you sit there as your role model, you did it your way. You talked about your son being an indictment for murder. How is that an achievement? I mean, you know, to sing the song? Do you know the words to the song?
I know the words to that song by heart,
you,
yes, sir.
You also listen to Sinatra's interviews on the song, why he performed it. It gives people hope. It gives them a reason why they want to come into that bar and do that.
When they hear him sing it, but for them to
not
sit there and say, "And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain." Who says they did it their way? I could
Everybody
ask you this.
Everybody faces their final curtain, whether it's
did they do it their way?
Whether it's living.
Did they do it their way?
Obviously they do.
How do you know that?
What other way are they going to do it?
You don't know that. You know that everybody, like you, Fred, I don't know what you do for a living. You said he's a karaoke?
Yeah, this man works as a karaoke disc jockey.
Are you doing it your way?
Yes, I do it my way.
No, you got to do what the man tells you to do.
No, I don't do what the man tells me what to do. Because,
in other words,
artist, I perform what I want to perform. You know, that's my choice. I can choose to work in his club or not work in his club.
Well, you got to understand,
but I do it by my own rules.
You reached over with a taser and tased this guy.
I'm not proud necessarily what I did, but what I am saying is I love Frank Sinatra's music so much, and I identify my way with Frank Sinatra so deeply.
Well, let's sing the song for us there, Vernon.
I know the lyrics.
Give me all the lyrics.
Now the end is near.
Let's go from the beginning.
And now, do the what?
Give me the length of it. How many minutes long is it?
That song is 4 minutes and 15 seconds long.
Written by
the Frank G. D. Sinatra version. Written by Paul Anka, and I've lived a life. I've lived my life really full. I traveled down a highway.
Frank Sinatra singing a song that Paul Anka wrote his way.
Paul Anka wrote it for Frank Sinatra. That's what you don't know, Fred. That's what you don't know, Fred. No, you don't know. Look at Fred. When you start doing it your way, you give me a call.
I absolutely.
No, I don't know.
Well, wait a second.
What about you, Henry? You do it your way?
Do I do what?
Are you doing it your way?
Am I doing what? My life?
Yeah. Are you living your life, or are you?
No, nobody does it their way. Everybody's got to sacrifice. Everybody's got to, you know.
Oh, man. When you wake up in the morning and you look down, are you a boy or a girl? Because I,
nobody does it their way 100%. Everybody's got a compromise in this life.
Except
well,
me.
No, if you're a construction worker,
I've done it my way. I did it my way.
If you're chasing a guy, you're not doing
and
it
here's
your
a guy,
way. You're a construction worker. You're picking on elderly
hey Fred,
people.
Hey, Fred, you're telling, every time somebody says play, tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree, you put it on. You're doing it their way,
it's,
not
no,
your way.
No, I'm not doing it
oh,
their
come
way.
On.
Obviously,
yeah.
if they're coming to see me, and I'm doing a performance.
Coming to see you. Look, when I go to a karaoke bar, I don't go to see you. I go to sing Raindrops Are Falling on my GD head. Not to see you.
All right, Fred, thank you for your call. I'm going to move on here. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Kristen. Kristen, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just basically wanted to say that everybody has their own freedom in their country, and if you don't like the way that that gentleman sings a song, then leave the bar. Go to the outside of the
not,
bar. Go somewhere else.
It's not the way he's singing it, Kristen. It's the fact that he is singing it. That song is Frank
Sinatra. That means that if someone doesn't stand up to the Star Spangled Banner the way that I think, then that person should sing the Star Spangled Banner.
No,
my house is decorated in all red, white, and blue. I fly flags, and my car is red,
wait,
white,
wait,
and blue.
Wait a second. You're
Does
missing
that mean
my
that
point.
You don't need to sing the Star Spangled Banner because you're not standing up for my patriotic thoughts?
You can sing the Star Spangled Banner, but you will not sing my way. That belongs to Frank Sinatra.
Sir, you
wait
need
a
psychological
minute.
Help.
How
Nobody
do I know?
Should be that. I love music. I'm a professional singer, and I love to go to karaoke bars because
yeah.
I don't get to sing the songs in
you know,
other places.
You know, Kristen, I've been in karaoke bars across this country, and if I heard that story once, I've heard it a million. Oh, I sing professionally. Well, you sing very well.
Sure,
yeah,
I really
yeah,
do.
Blah, blah,
blah. Blah, blah,
what
blah.
Are you doing
come
in
hear
a...
me, you come hear me sing something.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, Kristen, this is Phil Henry. Do you have a song for us?
Sure, what do you want me to sing?
What? Just your favorite. Just a few bars of something. How about
honestly,
my funny Valentine? You know that song?
Funny Valentine?
Yeah, that's a classic, Kristen. You wouldn't know that.
Don't worry about it. Okay, just sing something you like. Go ahead.
And weddings don't count.
Star Spangled Banner is my favorite song.
Go ahead, sing the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
Excuse me for a minute.
What the promise we
All right.
have.
Okay, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. What are you doing?
I said, excuse me.
First of all, that is the Star Spangled Banner, a song that every American should be allowed to sing. That's the Star Spangled Banner, a song every American should be allowed to sing.
I didn't say that she shouldn't be allowed to sing that.
Then why shouldn't she be allowed to sing My Way?
Because that song belongs to Frank Sinatra, and he did it his way. You didn't do it your way, and Kristen didn't do it her way. She's a singer, and her favorite song is the Star Spangled Banner. Woo-hoo! Man, can't wait to go to the wedding she sings. What's next up on her big hit parade there? How about something like... In a tavern, in a cavern, excavating for a mine, stood a miner.
Okay, thank you very much, you smartass. You know, years ago there were people in the... Will you turn that off? People in this country had respect for music. And you think you respect Frank Sinatra. You don't respect Frank Sinatra. You're using his memory to get your point across. Carol, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Vernon.
Yes, ma'am.
I think that you have a really serious issue here because if Frank didn't want anyone identifying with his song, I'm quite sure he wouldn't have made the song public. Everyone has a right to
say
identify.
I didn't say identify.
You don't know
I said
people's
sing
personal
it.
Lives, so how do you know whether they're doing it their way or not?
Did you do it your way?
Yes, I picked up the phone and I called it with my
wait
own
Wait a minute,
fingers.
Wait a minute. You're not old enough to look back on your life yet
you
and say you did it your way.
Honey,
you're still
you don't
young.
Know how old I
well,
am.
Wow, look, you
some
still got a few years.
Some things we do our way, some things we do the way that the boss
That's
says we have
right.
to do
That's right. That's life,
You,
too.
Vernon, have had to do I what other people
my
told
way.
You to do, and you
I,
cannot tell
no,
me that you didn't.
I did it my way. All
yes,
every step.
Of you, the way that your boss told you to do. That's right.
At least I did it my way.
And I did it my way. I'm speaking
You did it your way how? Did you do it your way or the way your boss told you to do it?
All right, Carol, hold on.
I don't have a boss.
Hold on.
Employed,
hold on, Carol. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back in a minute.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
But I did plead not guilty.
1-800-449-8686. Back here with Vernon Dozier, the president of Friends of Frank Sinatra fan club, that believes that Sinatra's music has not been treated all that well, especially with the karaoke versions of My Way being sung. My Way is a huge Frank Sinatra hit. You'd agree?
I would agree. It's the biggest hit he ever made.
And people are going to want to sing that song because it has such meaning for so many people.
That's where they're mistaken. My Way has only got... Oh, are you trying to tell me, if you look at the lyrics to this song...
Yeah, people identify with that song. And some old guy got up and you tased the guy with a taser you had in a gym bag. Police report you were sitting there with sunglasses on in a karaoke bar at 2 o'clock in the morning, pulled a taser out, tased the guy, and tried to make it to the back door. Is that right?
Police apprehended me at the back door, yes.
Okay. We have a recording, a police recording, because they saved this from the karaoke machine. What happened to that man?
Mr. Henry, I'd have to tell you that if you're playing any recording that my attorney does not have...
Your attorney apparently has been advised of this and has a copy of this. This is apparently what happened that night. We can go ahead and we'll roll that. This is in a karaoke bar.
At this point, he started it.
Hold on for a minute. I want to hear him.
Say, oh, you, ow!
Okay, he wasn't singing My Way, was he?
I thought it was,
You thought it was My Way. It was Say You, Say Me. See, to me, you got a problem. You don't even know what My Way...
You have to admit that sounded like...
No, it didn't sound like My Way to me. It sounded like Say You, Say Me. Mina, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I just have one thing to say. This gentleman sounds like he is out of his mind. He's crazy, and he's in desperate need of some psychiatrist.
I had 6 Jackson Cokes, all right? Mina?
Yes?
I had 6 Jackson Cokes.
Jack Daniels and Coke.
Yes, sir.
Jack Daniel and Coke, okay.
I had 6 of them, yes, ma'am. I thought what I was hearing was the song My Way.
That's not the point. I'm not talking about that particular night. The way that you just have this unbelievable obsession about this song and the way that you're attacking
No, but you have to understand.
The callers, I mean... You sound like you need to get a life.
I'm being attacked. Not the caller. I'm not attacking the callers. The callers are attacking me. You've said I sound insane.
I really mean this. You need to get a life.
Hey, let me ask you something. Did you do it your way?
No.
At least you have been honest enough. At least you've been honest enough.
At least
we gotta play this again.
I don't go around in bars, attack people because they're singing a song. You need help.
I need help because somebody is carving up My Way.
He wasn't singing My Way. Listen to this. Mina, listen to this. The old guy isn't singing My Way. Here's the recording of it.
I thought it was My
Way. Well, you're wrong. It wasn't My Way. It's some old 80-year-old man by the name of William Byerdale.
Well, I thought it was...
Just hold on.
Say you save me. That's gotta hurt.
Yeah. That anybody can mistake this.
Yeah, exactly.
Or My Way. Sir, you
All right, I blew it.
You blew
go
it, all
get
right.
Life.
You need
go
to
get it. Go get it. Go get it.
Hey, Mina, when you start doing
something useful to do.
Let me tell you, when you start doing it your way, you give me a call. Until then, I don't think you have a right to say anything.
Well,
when you start
it
doing
My Way means being obsessed with a measly song and attacking people in public
with a taser.
I hope I never do it my way.
This guy did it with a taser.
You hope you never do it your way. Oh, see, she thinks it's funny that an 85-year-old man got tased.
Well, you're the guy that did it.
I think it's pretty damn funny that you're just this nuts about a song.
I like Frank Sinatra. Are you from America?
Song.
I like Frank Sinatra. Everybody loves Frank Sinatra. And when you hear that song, this sounds like My Way, if you can...
No. Hey, Mina,
yes.
Does that sound like My Way to you?
No.
Doesn't sound like My Way.
No.
And then you tase this poor guy. Listen to this.
Please don't play it again.
I have to.
say you save me.
Yeah.
I tell you what,
freaking guy.
I have never, I like Frank Sinatra,
yes.
but I've never been that much of a fan.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to this song that often, but I can tell from the beginning, this is not my way.
For what a man, what is a man, what has he got?
I think,
if not himself, then he has not. To say the things he truly feels and not the words of one who kneels. I did it my way. Hello? Yes, ma'am.
You are crazy. You're nuts.
Okay, fine.
And you need mental help. Thank you, Phil, for your time.
Hey, Mina,
bye.
If you sing my way, I'll taste your goodie bag.
Okay, you're a sick animal, and we're done with you. It sounded like my way. This poor 86-year-old man with his grandkids and his in-laws was at a birthday party, and he's singing this song, Look What Happens to Him.
You save me, save me.
Uh-oh.
That's rude. That's rude. That's beyond rude. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. If you didn't know, we have the tape of what happened to Mr. William Byrongrove. He was singing at a karaoke bar on Saturday night, and he apparently was singing a song that the idiot that we just had on, Vernon Dozier, president of Friends of Frank Sinatra, misidentified as My Way. It wasn't My Way at all. It was Say You, Say Me. Let's pick it up, the recording that we have it. Go ahead and roll it. This is in the karaoke bar. And then he was tased. He was tased by Mr. Dozier.
Say you, say...
Ah, my nuts!
There you go. That's bad, man. That a man is allowed to take a taser into a bar and ruthlessly and without any conscience go after some old guy. Yes, sir, Mr. Dozier.
All right, now I want to be clear.
Yeah?
You're telling me that isn't my way.
What isn't?
The song you just played.
The song that you tased that guy?
Yes, sir.
No, that isn't my way. That's Say You, Say Me.
Well, I thought it...
Yeah, you thought it sounded like it, didn't you?
Sure started out like that.
Yeah, it started out like that, but it didn't end up like that. And meanwhile, Mr. Byrongrove is in the hospital with second-degree burns from your taser.
All the years I thought that was Frank.
No, guess what? I got a big rude shock for you. It wasn't Frank. It was Lionel Richie.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not that.
Yeah, yeah. Did you think Frank Sinatra was Lionel Richie?
Isn't Frank Sinatra black?
No. No, he's white.
And he didn't do Sail On.
No, he didn't do Sail On. And he wasn't in the Commodores. You dumbass, have mistaken Frank Sinatra for Lionel Richie and in the process put an 86-year-old man in the hospital with burned testicles.
Say you...
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. So that's just some of the a variety of sophomoric humor we're involved in here on the Phil Henry Show.
I thought Lionel Richie was in the Brat Pack.
No, he wasn't.
Well, who was the Negro?
That was Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh!
And it still don't make him Frank Sinatra, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Get rid of him, will you? No. Sammy Davis Jr. was Sammy Davis Jr. Lionel Richie was Lionel Richie. The only flick I ever saw Lionel Richie in was Car Wash. Or thank God it's Friday, one of those.
Well, then who was Bojangles?
That wasn't anybody.
Bojangles wasn't in the Rat Pack.
No, no, Bojangles wasn't in the Rat Pack, no. No, man, he wasn't hanging with Frank and the guys. Bojangles was in jail most of the time. Who was Bojangles? 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the Phil Henry Show. This show, of course, performed by me. The voice of Vernon Dozier was me. The people that called in thought he was a real guy, and that's the way the party goes around here. You got to join our website, philhenryshow.com. All the classic audio, all of the audio, all of the archived audio, all the bits, everything. Just think of the stuff we've done, say, within the last month. William Rennick thinking that he was going to get attacked by a werewolf. Dean Wheeler with his ass basting for peace, thinking that we should all have a hot grease enema on Thanksgiving to suffer the way the Afghanistani people are suffering. All of the great stuff. Maybe even our good friend Vernon Dozier there with Say You, Say Me. All of that can be available on our website. And the only way you can hear this great audio is by getting a backstage pass. So, you know, join us. PhilHenryShow.com, PhilHenryShow.com, $6.95 a month. It is the bomb. Well, we got a little bit of a short week this week. We got Thanksgiving coming up. And the last few days I've been trying to get myself ready because I am going to be a busy guy. I'm the guy that cooks. I'm the guy that scrubs. I'm the guy that cleans. I'm the guy that wears the dress around there on Thanksgiving Day. And I saw across the street from my house today something I've never seen before. Quail. There was quail. There were little birds. And I ran so fast to get the kid's pellet gun, you wouldn't even believe it. And by the time I got out there, they'd flown away. But quail make that distinctive kind of, you know, that sound. You ever heard a quail take off? It's very, and just this beautiful little idyllic flock of quail sort of just eating. And I hauled for the 22. And, of course, they got away before I could. But anyway, I will be the guy. So I got to get rid of this stiff back that I've had for the last few weeks. See, when I was a young man, I worked in construction. I was talking to Chris about this earlier. I was a rod buster, cement finisher, all that bull crap that you do when you're a kid. When you're a kid, you ought to work at least a year in construction work. Not because it'll make a man out of you, but just so you can see how degenerated the human race gets. No, I'm kidding about it. Well, sort of. Now, just so you can hang out with cement finishers, just so you can see that a perfectly beautiful pool deck or driveway can be poured and finished, even though the guys that did it drank two cases of beer. So I did that, and I did it for, you know, a portion of my youth before I got into the old radio business. And one of my jobs was hauling the concrete to wherever it is that they were going to pour it. And at the age of 19, I didn't learn how to lift things very well. Instead of using the knees and the legs and all that stuff, I was using my back and my shoulders, and so I pulled my back out, and I've had a bad back ever since. And I just want to say this, you know, I don't want to grouse or complain, but I think I'm entitled. You know, if I'm in a fair amount of pain, I think I ought to be able to at least make reference to it on the show, even if it's the, you know, just for 5 minutes. If you don't have a bad back, those of you who know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, consider yourself really lucky, because it's really, really painful, especially if you slip the disc or something like that. And so I got to walk everywhere that I go. And that helps loosen up my back. So this morning I got out on the roadway and I started walking. And I walked, you know, all the way down through my neighborhood. And I walked out onto the main street and I walked down there. And one of the great things about walking, as I'm sure you all agree, is when dogs start barking and then the gates open and they chase you down the street. It's just a nice thing to see a big Scottish Terrier going, and then you realize, oh my God, the gate's open. And then the thing bolts after you, and you start to run. Now, running with a bad back, that's really great. That's what I did today. I ran away from dogs. Ran away from this dog, and, you know, I made it home in plenty of time. But anyway, the thing with a bad back is you got to ice it up and you can't lay around. You got to move, man. And you look like an old lady when you're moving. You know, you're hunched forward. It sucks. And on top of all of that crap, I got my wife saying, now, what do you want to do? Do you want us to go down and get the turkeys now? Should we, what do you want to put the Christmas lights up? How about if we do this? How about if we do this? Look, and I can't put up any Christmas. I'm not putting Christmas lights up. I can't get up a stepladder above 4 feet. I have a fear of heights. And on top of that, I got a bad back. So, you know, we're getting kind of geared up. Are you, man? Are you doing the whole traditional thing? Are you? Yeah, what is he? Craig lives in his mother's garage. Yeah, he's having a traditional festive Thanksgiving dinner in the tool shed where he lives. No, we're going to have 20 people over there. I got people coming down. I got people coming in from Bangkok, man. I got them flying in from Moscow. I got the whole... You're not going to believe it. I got a crew coming in, man. And guess what? On Thanksgiving Day, the ball game, Detroit Lions, 0-8. Just a suggestion. Let's get them off the Thanksgiving Day schedule once and for all. They'll never be any good. They'll never be any good. Last time the Lions won anything, I wasn't born yet. God, Thanksgiving, I got my family going to watch that game. They got a college game on or something? Am I the only guy here that likes football? And I got my DirecTV, and now I just, you know, after Saturday night, I slept through the whole day. So I got 20 people coming over. I got, what else do I got? I got like two big butterball hen turkeys that I got to cook. And then we're going to have that, you know, my wife whole makes the squash pumpkin pie bull crap, whatever it is, and nobody eats it. My wife says, and of course I do the squash from scratch, the sweet potatoes. Yes, I know you do, honey, and no one eats them. Oh, that's right, great. And then another thing, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to make this stuff from scratch and then pour it into the sink. This is what my wife does. She makes the, who eats sweet potatoes? I don't know, you do? You're going to have to put something on those babies to make me eat them. You got to salt the hell out of them, pepper. No, I don't like any sweet. I don't like sweet with that's why cranberry sauce is not my, of course, that's something else my old lady makes from scratch, you know. I make that from scratch. And, you know, it'll be fine, but, you know, half of it I don't eat, so. And then, of course, we have the nephews coming over, and they're like 2 and 4, and I think they're not yet potty trained, so that's, is Britney Spears potty trained, by the way? Anyway. They're going to be coming over, and that's a whole other thing. And then let's see, who else? Then the ne'er-do-well nephews from UCSB are coming down. And my father-in-law and my mother-in-law, they're always good for a couple of hoots. And my brother-in-law is coming up, and he's the ex-Marine, Marine Corps captain. He'll probably start eating the house. So it'll be a fun time. And then everybody will be getting on the road on Wednesday night, so we want to get the phone calls from you guys to see how well you're getting along, you know? Whether you're actually getting anywhere. I like people driving someplace on Thanksgiving Day. It's only 8 hours. If you live in California, for instance, you go to San Francisco, it's only about, what, 12 hours in the car to go 200 miles? You'd put anybody through that. All right, don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. Get all the classic audio you could ever possibly want in one site, plus the live streaming, plus the 30-day archive, plus our flashbacks, plus today's poll, plus Phil's bio, plus our fun house with games and art and our fantastic video games. Everything right there, philhenryshow.com, P-H-I-L-H-E-N-D-R-I-E, $6.95 a month. I want to see a real upswing here in subscriptions. We want to get a bigger circulation than the New York Times. Here within the next month. So let's do it, okay? PhilHenryShow.com.